Hello, everyone. This is Marianne, and you're listening to Random Sage with me, Marianne from Revealing Light. Thank you very much for tuning in, whether you're listening to this or whether you're watching this on YouTube, whichever way you choose to listen to Random Sage. Thank you very much for tuning in. I've just finished recording a fairly full-on astrology session and tarot session on the Baltimore Bridge disaster in Maryland in the US. And I pulled that chart up, which is captured at the same time. What did the skies look like at the same time that the cargo ship, the Dali, MV Dali, crashed into the girder of the Francis Scott Key Bridge? And what was happening in the sky that this unforeseen accident should occur? What I saw in the chart was quite remarkable. It was a chart about imbalance, and it was a chart about the energies of everything, almost like fighting back because of this imbalance that the world had become so. We'd pushed forward so far that we'd gone into almost like a craven desire for everything. Everything is not enough anymore. And, you know, the health of our oceans are in peril. The climate change is so is escalating so rapidly that I think I read the other day that the Earth is spinning faster on its rotation, and we're like a second. We've got a leap second of time that we can't account for now. And so all the signs are there that we need to pull back, and yet we have major violence all across the world. But in particular, the two areas that have erupted over the last couple of years has been Ukraine, Russia's invasion of sovereign Ukraine, and the terrible unfolding of tragedy in Palestine, where we sit rather helplessly while a whole population of people, 2 million people in Gaza, over 30,000 dead. Women and children, I think, make up a fairly high percentage of those that have been killed in the indiscriminate bombing. The other week, I was doing a reading on Netanyahu, and I saw sometimes in my clairvoyance, it's like a thread which can take me back into the past. I don't fully understand how I can do that. It's something I probably have to come to terms with. It can travel into the past as much as it can travel into the future. And how and what and why I'm given what I'm given clairvoyantly or psychically, if you want to say that, is a mystery to me. I just know that I will get flashes of events and predictions, which actually do come true. And I never set out to be like this, but here I am nevertheless. When I was looking at Netanyahu, a flash of an image came into my mind, and I said that he is talking to Russians, either Putin or Putin's lackeys. And I very much described a Russian general that I felt he was talking to with a downturned mouth, the large hats that the Russians wear, but particularly I saw this downturned mouth, and I knew that this person, this Russian general that Netanyahu had spoken to or is speaking to. Again, people want, is this a past thing? Is this in the here and now? That's really for you to use your own intuition on. But I do feel that he has spoken to this general at some some point in time in connection with the devastation of Gaza. Now, I've spoken about this before. What Hamas did on October the 7th, the brutality of that attack, the taking of hostages, was horrendous, just as horrendous as the killings and murderings on the West Bank, the imprisonment of children, those without trial kept incarcerated, Palestinians kept and incarcerated. So you see this pattern of violence, and it's impossible to take sides between the Israelis and between the Palestinians. However, we can have a bias for peace and to alleviate suffering. And what I see in Gaza is I cannot see the images of the starving children. And anyone who thinks that the children aren't starving in Gaza, you need to really take good stock. But back to the image that I saw, why are they starving? Well, they're complete. City, state, whatever you want to call it, has been almost razed to the ground. It's mosques, it's greenhouses, it's agricultural plantings, agricultural land, markets, produce, and then that what comes in has been held up. The aid has been held up. So these people are imprisoned and are starving. Release all the hostages. And we will let you live, is what Netanyahu is saying. That is not proportional, as our international human rights laws ask us to be in response to an attack, proportionality. And that is why Netanyahu and Israel are before the International Criminal Court. And that is why the International Criminal Court said there is an unfolding genocide in Gaza. The Russian general that I saw Netanyahu speaking to, I went online and looked afterwards, was this man. Note the downturned mouth and the hat. I have to say, I did see him in a grey uniform. But that could be because my clairvoyant image was not in color. But that's definitely the person. Who is he? He's the butcher of Syria. He's the Russian general that came up with the Aleppo strategy. Do we know what the Aleppo strategy is? Go and look at what occurred in Syria. It is parallel, on par, mirror image to what occurred in Gaza. Indiscriminate bombings, taking out the community infrastructure so the people have nothing, nothing. I'll get you his name. Bear with me for a minute. I have to go back and get his name. Russian general who led forces into Syria is now leading the Ukrainian invasion. Why aren't we surprised? His name is Russian Army General Alexander Dvornikov. Dvornikov. Alexander Dvornikov. Please excuse my Russian pronunciation, but I do not speak Russian. He carried out the strategy in Syria that involved bombings of hospitals, schools, attacks on civilians, and siege tactics. Why might Netanyahu be talking to the butcher of Syria or had talked to the butcher of Syria? Perhaps in relation to strategy. The protractedness of this battle, it's not even a war because the other side is so much underpowered. Israel's army is amongst in the top 20, maybe, of the most powerful armies in the world. The protractedness of this, the longer it goes on, the more weakened US President Biden is. Is there some kind of Machiavellian plot underneath all of this? I do intuitively believe there is. Why would I even consider that the Russians and the ex-president and the leader, the corrupt leader of Israel Netanyahu, why would they want this to be protracted? Why would they be talking? Well, it benefits so many benefits to so many people. Because it is all about what is in it for me. We had the son-in-law of the ex-president come out a couple of days ago and say Gaza, Netanyahu, Israel should dig a refugee camp in the desert in Egypt for the Palestinians, move them all there, and then redevelop Gaza because it would be beautiful along the sea there. So many opportunities for development. Back to the Baltimore chart, astrology chart. What did that tell us about? It told us about imbalance. It talked about the gods, if you like to put it like that, those mythological gods who are energies. The gods are angry. So much imbalance, so much inequality, so much violence. And yet, at times like this in our history, when it all seems almost all lost, we get hope and the ability to learn, to gain wisdom. In that Baltimore chart, there were three of the asteroids, three out of four of the asteroids. Pallas Athena in the 11th house in Sagittarius, learn from this maritime tragedy. Juno, a watcher and a counselor for women in the 8th house of death, transformation, rebirth. So much in the US at the moment is about one group of people trying to take away women's rights. And in some cases, their lives, where they can't get medical care now if something goes wrong in their early pregnancy. And so they die. To be graphic, they bleed out and die. How can I be sure that the current US president will be Joe Biden be re-elected? Because I know that the women will not vote for a Republican in its current iteration. In fact, a Democrat in an Alabama state seat took it from the Republicans. Unheard of, huge Trumpian district, won by 20 or more points. Third could have even been 30 points in the last election. Now goes for a Democrat. Why? Because an Alabama Supreme Court decided that God thought that embryos were human beings, and so no more IVF for couples struggling to have children. How far did the conservative, far-right-winged Supreme Court go? Too far. Too far. How far are the Christian evangelicals in America going, trying to shove their Christianity, fascist type of Christianity, down everyone's throats? Have your religious views. Live as you want to live, but do not seek to force your religious views on me, because I have my own spiritual beliefs, my own values, my own code of conduct. And it is nothing to do with you. And so that Baltimore chart carried the energies of the goddesses. Bring things into balance. It carried the energies of the sea god, Neptune, carried the energies of Mars, warrior-like Mars, and Saturn presenting an obstacle, the bridge. Mars takes risks, the Saturn, the bridge, the obstacles in your way, the sea god, the cargo ships. That bridge fell like a domino, just completely fell. So there'll be great soul searching in the months and years to come. How much is enough? Everything, everywhere, all the time. How much is enough? All right, let's pull some cards. And I do want to see, can we see? I saw a ceasefire in March for Palestine, and well, for the Palestinians and Israel. We're nearly to the end of March. We have had a UN security resolution being passed for ceasefire. Is that unfolding on the ground? Not that I know. Netanyahu, that corrupt pig of a dictator who cares for nobody except for himself and power and Zionism, extremism, lost sight, if he ever had it, of balance, fairness. Will he abide by the UN Security Council's ruling? No, it's non-binding. Netanyahu is not going to stop. And so we have another solar eclipse on the 8th of April, and I fear that that will be around what happens in Rafah. He has vowed to proceed with his invasion of Rafah. The US has said if he does not heed their warnings that there will be consequences. This is a huge shift in US policy. Netanyahu has more than overstepped the mark in any sane, logical person's mind and heart and soul. All right, so will Netanyahu invade? Will Netanyahu invade Rafah, and what will be the consequence? What will be the not consequence? What will be the result? Show me Netanyahu's impact of the Rafah invasion, where over a million people are sheltering in a refugee camp. We have the world card balance. You see the yin and yang. I'm using the Astro Matrix tarot deck for those that are listening to this. We have the world card with a yin and yang balance symbol within it. We have loss, the Eight of Cups. This is a huge, the longer this goes on, the longer that these wars go on, degrades us all. The world card is about an ending. I see endings here. I see the Five of Swords, and I see a horrendous abuse of power. The gods are angry. I'm not talking about the mythological gods. I'm saying that spirit, the energy of God, goddess, and that'll be different for everybody, is saying enough is enough. We have the Chariot. The invasion is in the past, out of control, an energy that needs to be reined in. We have the Page of Swords in the sky crowning this reading. Page of Swords can represent a light bulb moment, can be an awareness. Young people can also be traitors, treasonous type of energy in its negative position. We have the Lovers in the immediate future. If he goes into Rafah, he will unite. If the world is not united against him, you haven't seen anything yet. In the present, we have heartbreak. Heartbreak, loss, the hostages still being held hostage. The families keep battering at the pa Israel Parliament's door. Put our hostages first, take a deal. Nothing seems to happen. The Three of Swords, heartbreak, loss, betrayal. Something coming to fruition in time. The world, something coming to fruition in time. In the hopes and fears, we have the Empress card, a season of time, abundance, remembering Jared Kushner's, who is the godchild of Netanyahu. We could develop Gaza into a beautiful seaside tourist mecca. And we have the High Priestess, things that are hidden from our view, the unknowable, intuition, secrets, clarified by the truth emerging, and a fairly aggressive truth coming out as well. The Queen of Cups, something hidden is coming to light around this question. We have strength and we have the monetary considerations, the Ace of Pentacles. The moon, so much being hidden, information withheld. The Eight of Pentacles, again, the Queen of Pentacles. Much of this is about money, much of this is about greed, and all of this is about war crimes. And the kinds of agendas that you and I could only, I don't even think we can think about how horrendous these agendas actually are. All right, we move into Easter now. Some of you are religious. Many will be observing this as a holy time, particularly for the Catholic. I'm Catholic raised. I'm not Catholic practicing. But Lent for us was always a time of sacrifice, acknowledging sacrifice and acknowledging resurrection. And so for me, it's always been a time of peace, quietude, if there's not a word called quietude, but it's a time for reflection, holy reflection. Respectful reflection. If you can donate to the Palestinians in Gaza, please do. There are many good organizations, aid organizations, Doctors Without Borders, Medicine Sands. I donated to them the other day. I can't remember the last name. World Kitchen, is also in Gaza. Feeding, trying to get aid through the United Nations aid organization. I do not believe that they should be sanctioned. This is the United Nations. The people that run this aid organization in Gaza are experienced veterans of disasters, large-scale world disasters. And yet we keep having Netanyahu and Israel putting forward these accusations and knee-jerk reactions from our politicians. Unproven accusations. The UN is investigating the accusations. They've stood down anyone referred to. But think of this. Without the UN in Gaza, what does that enable for Netanyahu? It is the one organization that consistently allows Gaza to operate through Qatar's aid money that brings in aid to that enclave. Open air prison, some people describe it as. I'll be donating again. If you can, don't give me donations. Give it to Gaza. Give the donations to Gaza, please. All right. I hope that this Easter time, whether you are religious or not, I hope that this time is a time of peace and understanding the message of the resurrection and the hope of the newness. In tarot, this is mirrored from the world card, the end of a major cycle, and the fool, which is the potential of this new start. I'll be back again with another podcast in 2 weeks. Now they're fortnightly. Thank you for tuning in to Random Sage with Marianne from Revealing Light. Bye for now.